Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Hi, I'm Omar Ramos, Subong, Maynila. Ama ko is from Zambales. Ang roots namin is from Ilocos Norte. Ang aking ina is Manileña, pero Subong, Maynila, pero pinanganak sa Maynila, pero ang mga ama at mga magulang is from San Juan, La Union. So basically, you can call me a finished product of an Ilocano breeding. I love cooking Filipino food. I'm also into Southeast Asian dishes. Like, say, I learned it from a friend, and I already had a nice background cooking Southeast Asian dishes, such as the Singaporeans, the Thai, and Vietnamese food. Oh, also Japanese as well, by the way.
Yan. Thank you so much, Kuya Omar. At syempre, masarap magluto. Mahilig magluto.
Of course. Tama. Oo. Mahilig magluto. We actually brought up from my dad's cooking, which is yung mga kilalang mga Ilocano. Inabraw, dinindeng, pinakbet, kinilaw, papaitan. So those are the things that's actually been transposed to us or been given to us on how what we actually been. We're not exposed to cooking ng mga Visayas or any man. Kukunti ng mga Manileñas na dishes, but almost 75% are all Ilocanos.
Kumbaga, ang chan at ang dugo ay Ilocano ang dumadaloy.
Correct. Tama ka doon. Oo. Yeah.
Bilang po kayo ay sinabi nyo nga na lumaki sa pagkaing Ilocano, ano yung pinaka hindi ninyo makakalimutan na parte ng pagluluto ng tatay ninyo na hanggang ngayon dala-dala ninyo sa pagluluto ninyo?
Ang pinakbet. Mm. Pinakbet is na-specialize ko na basically. Ang pinakbet pati yung dinardaraan kung tawagin nilang ginuguan, which is actually in-improvise ko. Imbes na baboy na laman baboy like king sika, chan, intestine, those things that you actually use for dinuguan, I use bagnet.
Oh wow, which is very Ilocano.
Correct, exactly. Bagnet, and then ang Ilocanong dinuguan is toyo. Hindi siya basa.
So hindi masabaw.
Hindi siya mababasa. Oo, hindi siya masabaw. So basically, yung nag-i-stick siya sa bagnet. Kaya ganun. So after that, ginamitan ko na ng yung bagnet is very useful basically. Maski na ginagamitan ko siya sa pinakbet instead na inaano yung sa then kumbaga bagnet and pagpinakbet ang ginagawa ko. That's another thing. Maraming uses, very versatile ang bagnet to use during sa mga Ilocano cooking. I use it for kare-kare as well. Instead na patang ginagamit ko or buntot ng baka na wala namang laman. Well, may laman siya basically, but it's not as I think the Manileñas are using the buntot most of the time. But you have malasa siya, but the thing is the meat itself kukonte as compared with the bagnet, which is you can actually see. Kasi ang haba ng process ng bagnet to cook it properly and really tenderly and then really cracking, you know. You can hear the crunch when you actually eat it then.
Ang haba ng proseso na pagluluto ng bagnet, tapos parang second luto pa is kung iluluto mo siya as pakbet or sa dinuguan. So gaano katagal lutuin ang isang dinuguan para kay Kuya Omar?
Basta may nakaready na akong bagnet, ang dinuguan would be say probably another 15-20 minutes, okay na siya. Yung bagnet basically, yun ang base mo. So through the process of tendering it, marinating it, boiling it, drying it up, and then spicing it up, seasoning it, and then the dry mo ulit, and then deep fry mo ulit, you know, to get that cracking thing sa skin, and then sa laman as well. Because the outwards will be crunchy, but the inwards is really soft.
Mm. Ang bagnet po ba ay pass on ng daddy ninyo sa inyo?
Yes. Si daddy ang madalas magluto. Siyang aming cook. So basically, yun ang kanyang paboritong gawin. Madalas bagnet. So I normally watch him do it. So kukuha lang siya ng mga gulay sa harapan ng bahay. Tapos meron kaming stock ng baguong o biguong, kung tawagan namin, baguong.
Biguong.
Baguong sa, eh, actually, ang biguong ng mga Ilocano isda. So, we have that stock because my grandmother, lola namin sa Zambales, she has a factory ng baguong.
Oh, wow. Mm-mm.
So, burnay-burnay yan sa likod ng ano backyard. So, basically, dinadayo siya ng, sa kanila, sa bayan nila, to buy the bagong. So, I saw the whole thing na yung isda, tapos asin, tapos it's gonna magbabasa siya yung sa taas, patis, tapos sa baba is bagoong.
Mm-mm. So, kapag Pasko naman po, ano ang madalas o ano yung naaalala ninyo kapag Pasko na talagang hindi nawawala na potahe tuwing Pasko sa pamilya o sa tahanan ng mga Ramos?
Ang hindi nawawala na is pinapaitan. Pinapaitan because mainit yun. Pagdating ng Noche Buena, my dad always cook pinapaitan. So what's happened is like, we have to go all the way from Manila or Quezon City, should I say. He wants to go to the best meat, to the best beef. So we have to go all travel all the way to Marikina to get the ingredients, yung mga intestine ng baka, yung pait ng, ano, what do you call this again?
Abdo?
Yung abdo, yeah, galing sa Marikina. So, it's actually, bakit Marikina? Because Marikina is the center of shoe. At the same time, maraming kinakatay na parang abattoir na baka na parating fresh ang baka doon. So, he likes going there and picking it up from there and buying it from there.
Wow, ang layo ng biyahe.
Malayo ang biyahe talaga. Totoo yun. So, every, like, Noche Buena, malamig sa Pilipinas. So, he cooks up din. Kasi hindi nagsisebo yung pinapaitan. Dapat luto niya kagad, always fresh. Otherwise, magsisebo siya pagdating ng the following day. So, very fresh siya. Crunchy. And it's very tender.
Mm-mm. So, yan ay main dish. Ano naman ang dessert?
Ang dessert, normally, ang ano lang, ang suman, kung tawagin nila, patupat.
Yun!
patupat. I've seen how they make it. We make that then. I was taught how to make yung mga tupi-tupi ng... Ano ang patupat? Basically, suman siya, kanin, na pinaluto sa malaking kawa. And then, they cook that. Parang sinaing. And then, there's another one which they use, lulutuin nilang dahan-dahan through gata hanggang magmantika. And then, pag naayos na yun, they're gonna put that yung nyog. Ang kinaka, yung nyog is actually lemon yellow ang itsura. And then, we form that in a boat. And then, we put the suman or the kanin inside and then we wrap it all together and then stick it with a parang siyang tingting pero hindi siya tingting na tuyo pero yung tingting na
fresh
na galing sa nyog. So I used to make that then though. So nandun kami and then you know and then they steam it for probably an hour or so to complete the cooking.
Mahaba-habang proseso din yan, Kuya Omar.
Oo, tama. Nakikita ko sa'yo. Wala. We enjoy doing it though. Maraming kami. Kasi you have to kill, not really kill, but you have to cut a one big coconut tree to get that badahon.
Tama, oo. At yung matrabaho doon ay yung pagbabalot.
Correct, exactly. Yung
dahil pagbabalot. Hindi lang siya basta ibabalot, kundi kailangan weaved siya, di ba?
Exactly.
Yung dahon ng nyog.
May style sila. May style silang tinuro. You have to, para siyang boat tart kung tawagin sa atin. Para siyang mahabang, what do you call this? And then, they got attached with the ting-ting. Yung ting-ting, hindi yung tuyong ting-ting, but yung fresh na ting-ting. So, para siyang stapler. Basically, gagawa ka ng parang boat na ganyan. Tapos doon nila lalagay yung kanin. And then, bao, isasarado mo ulit. And then, tatali mo ulit. And then, ano mo siya. Parang ipasok mo na naman ulit yung ting-ting to enclose it.
At ito madalas, alam ko nung bata ako, binibenta ito sa palengke, bundle by bundle siya. Kunwari, tatlong o apat na patupat.
Correct. Apat na patupat na nakapayong gano'n, nakatali sa gitna.
Tama.
Tama, nakatayong isang ganyan.
Bisan
kasi, my dad, my mom actually does that tupig naman, basically. Pag marami na kami suman sa lamesa, she doesn't want to do it anyway. So, pag New Year siguro gagawin niya ang tupig naman at fruit salad.
Ang tupig ay, kumbaga, tuwing Pasko, puto bongbong at bibingka. Pero sa mga Ilocano, maaamoy mo sa bawat simbang gabi ang amoy ng tubig.
Tubig, oo.
Patupat.
Oo.
So, paano naman, ano ang special sa tubig?
Ang special sa tubig, ginigiling namin yung malagkit. Yung malagkit mismo. And then, into powdery, tapos lagay mo siya ng gata, kakang gata. And then, brown, muscovado or brown sugar, we mixed up then. And maganda sa tubig namin, gagamit kami ng kinayod na nyug. Yung fresh.
Tama, fresh kinayon, yun ang masarap.
Oo, yun ang masarap. Yun ang papasarap dun eh. Another one besides yung getting it grilled and barbecued. So, irarap namin and then we put that in a grill o ihawan. Not really ihawan, pero flat plate. And then we turn it around hanggang kasi para makuha yung smoky flavor at the same time maluto. I think it's around, we turn it around 10 minutes on each side. So, once it's cooked, makikita mo ang sarap, the smoky, the stickiness, the kunat ng tubig. Ang tubig sa sa La Union is mas mahaba kaysa yung tubig sa La Pangasinan.
At so, sa Tarlac.
Sa Tarlac, oo, iba rin. Kumbaga sabihin ko sa Rosales, sa Carmen, sa Pangasinan, mas marami silang yellow pages kaysa sa La Union o kaya sa Tarlac.
Kumbaga nahati na kasi bumaba na ng bundok.
Correct, exactly. Actually, I'm surprised. Like, people know, even though from Boholanos and Cebuanos, when they see a tubig, they can easily identify it. Because makita nila browning skin, and a bit, may mga konting burn skin ng banana. So, they say, oh, that's tubig, Ilocano Suman, which is inihaw na Suman, kumbaga. So, I'm just really surprised then. Kasi ang mga puto bongbong ng bibingka, which is generally from Manila or area, kala sa Tagalog region, is actually not being much popular sa Cebu, sa Visayas area. So,
at maging sa sa bandang Ilocano, di ba?
Yeah, exactly. Oo. So, they stick to their own, they have their own, kumbaga, native delicacy on each region.
Kuya Omar, ikaw ay lumaki sa Maynila, pero hanggang ngayon, hindi mo nakakalimutan yung lutong Ilocano na natutunan mo at syempre nakita mo, nasaksihan mo through your father. Bakit ka super proud sa mga lutuing Ilocano na ito?
Dahil natutuwa ako, it brings back memories. At the same time, it's a good conversational piece. I'm pertaining to pinakbet. Because you have different kinds of pinakbet when you go to vegan, when you go to Lawag, when you go to Subic or Zambales, and also Tagalog area, pag pinakbet, they're different. They're very different. And basically, so we got a chance to talk about this, you know. And then yung... Sometimes they call it bulanglang, sometimes they call it pinakbet. Or sa Ilocano talagang pinakbet, sometimes they call it pakbet.
Mm-mm.
You know, they try to shorten it. And they put kalabasa or ano. Alam mo naman mga Ilocano, kung ano makita sa garden, lulutuin nila yan basta may baguong sila.
Sama-sama.
Di ba?
Yeah.
Kasi mga ibang region, basically, bibili ako ng kalabasa, bibili ako ng sikaw, bibili ako ng okra. So basically, kumbaga, they stress them out. Not really stress them out. They have to complete that ingredients to make a pinakbet. Ang tunay na Ilocano, for me, is like, nakikita mo lahat yung mga tanim mo, kukunin mo, yun ang harvest mo, and then you put bagoong, and then you put bagnet or anything to sahog it. That's my pinakbet.
Kuya Omar, yung hilig mo sa pagluluto, alam ko nang galing yan sa mga magulang mo bilang ang daddy mo ay Ilocano at ang iyong nanay ay from Zambales, at parehong magaling na magluto ang Ilocano at mga taga-Zambales, ano. Pero ikaw, dinala mo yung hilig mo sa pagluluto, hindi lang dito sa Australia, dahil bago ka pumunta ng Australia, ikaw ay nanggaling ng New Zealand. Pwede mo ba kaming bigyan lang ng konting pahapyaw na why do you still do cooking at talagang very proud ka na hanggang ngayon, ito talaga yung gusto mong tahakin?
Basically, I'll just tell you a story about sa lahat ng magkakapatid, ako nasa luto. We are 7. Very much, siguro naiwan ako sa kitchen.
Mm.
I enjoy cooking.
Bunso ka ba?
Ha?
Bunso
no, I'm
ka?
The pang second to the eldest.
Mm-mm.
Enjoy ko yung cooking. Enjoy ko yung mga conversation sa loob ng kitchen. Enjoy ko yung things na, you know, when you cook, nagkikwentuhan kami lahat. Hindi kasi, for the thing in sa kitchen, parang nandun ang action after ng dining room eh. Basically, magkukwentuhan kayo, kasama mo yung may kasama kang kasambahay o yung mga kaibigan. Doon ka nagano. And then, you want, kasi when you cook, yung flavor mismo naamoy mo na. Pero yung kasama mo, hindi pa nila naamoy dahil gusto nilang tikman din. So basically, yung sa New Zealand naman, basically, sa New Zealand is actually hindi pa sila masyado as we are here in Sydney. Kukunti pa lang sila kasi the migration just started around 2004-2005.
In terms of Filipino migrants.
Correct, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, and most of them are professional. So these professionals like accountant, engineer, nurse, lahat, hindi yan madalas sa bahay. Nasa labas yan, madalas.
Walang tayong magluto.
Correct. Pag nahulog sila sa, nalagay sila sa deep end sa New Zealand, they have to make their own cooking. They have to do, otherwise, it's gonna be expensive for them buying every day their food then though. So, yung Filipino food is not much as popular. Not much as a, sa mga puti, it's not much as really familiar food about it. Siyempre, you have Vietnamese, you have Thai. And then, yung sa, it's, sa New Zealand, basically, it's bago lang ang Filipino food that by that time, around 2009-2010. So, hindi pa masyado siyang kilala na pagkain. Until, just recently, 2012, dumami na mga Filipinos doon. So, that's the time I actually left New Zealand then. I came back here 2013. I started 2013. Started with Gold Ribbon first, which is the same name I have in New Zealand. And then after a year and a half, started Angeli's Kitchen. It's actually most of them are Filipino food, but with a twist. One is yung dinadaraan na may bagnet, pinakbet and bagnet, which is I coordinated. Those are the most ordered food sa na Ilocano that I actually use. And then later on, I said, okay, pancit canton with bagnet, which they like. Actually, naging popular siya. 2017, basically. I finished my contract doon sa resto. At the same time, it was a different year for me because my mom passed away.
Very sad.
So I had to fly in the U.S. and then be with the family. And then, you know, things... I was really in a not really good mood to do everything else. So I was really affected by my mom's death then though.
Now you're concentrating on online food service?
Yeah, online food service. As of the moment, I'm doing that. At the same time, I have a permanent job. And at the same time, I'm doing a online service, as you said. Now, I have kakanin now. Mga kakanin naman nasubukan ko kasi mga Filipino mahilig ng kakanin.
Last na lang, Kuya Omar. Dahil alam ko na foodie ka, mahilig magluto from your childhood at hanggang ngayon, dala-dala mo yan dito sa Sydney at kung saan ka man magpunta, no? Pero what's special about the Filipino cooking that you would want to share to the wider Australians at syempre you are proud of?
To those actually Australian friends or the Australian society, try the Filipino food. It's very different. It's a mixture of the East and the West and the traditional one. Vietnamese, you've tasted Vietnamese, you've tasted the Chinese, you've tasted the Thai. You, once in a while, tickle your buds with the Filipino food and it's very, very different.
Different in a good way?
In a good way. Yeah, basically. It's something that's really... different in a good way because it came out from different parts of the world. And like you have the Spanish, which is the menudo caldera. And the Americans one, you have the steak, the fries, and everything. So, and then our own traditional way. My calling is like, try the Filipino food. It's very good and very healthy. It's something that you would see is a very unique food. Very colorful as well. Okay, sa ating lahat, mga kapwa Filipino, at mga ating kaibigan. During this time, we have to look after each other, look after our family, our loved ones, and praying it would be a hopefully wonderful year.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.